This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1067. Look at you, how to show someone you're impressed in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When someone does something awesome, what can you say to them? Today, get a bunch of ways to acknowledge someone's accomplishments in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going well, Michelle. What's going on in your world in New York City?
Oh, you know, just cold and stuff. That's it. But everything's good over here. Exciting time of year. And you know what? Recently, I've been really paying attention to what I say. And I specifically mean for this show, because I'm always thinking of like, what are some phrases that I use over and over and over? And that could be my speaking style, but it could also just be like a, you know, a really natural phrase in English. And I came up with one that when I planned this episode about a week ago, since then, like I had already been using it a lot before then. That's why I thought to do it. And even just yesterday, I used it 3 times.
Oh my gosh. So this is real English then, is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So do you want to hear what the phrase is?
I'm really dying to know.
It's look at you.
Oh, and even with that intonation, right?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Okay, cool. I don't know. I mean, so, but do you ever use this phrase?
Yes, sometimes, maybe not as much as you do. It sounds like this is really like what I think we all have, like our signature phrases.
We
all have our personal language, and this might be one of yours. So I'm excited for this today, Michelle.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, does this mean necessarily to just like look at someone physically?
No, this goes way beyond that, right? So, it means to you're like recognizing them and you're saying, wow, like, you've done something cool. You've said something like something special, like drawing attention to them.
Right. I think it's used a lot to show like surprise or happiness with what someone's doing, like maybe that you're like impressed with. So like, for example, if a child learns to ride a bike and shows you like that, you might say like, oh, look at you. Right. To show that you're impressed. Right.
Yeah. I think this can also be used sarcastically in kind of, that's true. In a way to people also, so they do use it. And I'm glad that you mostly use it, Michelle, in the positive way. I think some people do use it in the more a negative way to kind of push someone back down. You know, like if they have said something they've done great, then they might use it to tease that person, which I don't advocate that way of using it. But people do that. Native speakers do that too.
True. Like, oh, look at you. Like, it's like, oh,
you
like
you're so cool.
Yeah. You think you're the best. Like, look at you. Yeah.
But today we're going to focus on the positive way of using it. I like that.
Exactly. Genuine. Right. So it's like saying like, wow. Right. It's kind of like a compliment, but a little bit different. different. You know, you're flattering mm-hmm. someone over something they do that's really amazing to you. So cool. It's kind of like, it is like a compliment, but it's not saying like, you do this or you have nice, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I see. Okay, cool. Let's dig into this a bit more.
All right. So, I mean, I think that showing people that you're impressed with them is a huge piece of connection because it's important to acknowledge when someone's doing a good job and how you feel about it, right?
It is, especially with adults. I mean, adults want recognition out in the world. You know, I mean, kids get it all the time, especially in our culture. Kids get a lot of like praise, which is fine. But like even adults want praise too. You know?
Yeah, people need to be, you know, to feel like important and worthy.
Yeah, that's a huge, like, we need meaning in our lives. We need to feel like we are doing something good in the world.
Right. So, like, for example, like, I'm trying to think of, like, when I might use this. And I'm thinking, like, okay, my mom recently started doing, like, a lot more exercise. So I might say, like, if she tells me, oh, she's, like, going again for her exercise class, I might say, like, oh, wow, look at you, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, I love that.
Or if, like, my husband is home early because there was no traffic, he always gets a lot of traffic. I mean, like, ah, look at you. Like, it's like, even though it wasn't necessarily, you know, his doing that he got home early because of no traffic, it's still like, hey, wow, I'm so excited.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, look at you. You zipped right home. Like, look at that.
Right. Exactly. Or, like, Lindsay, can you think of one, maybe something, a time you would say it to, like, Emery or something?
Oh, for sure. This is where I would mostly use it, right? With my niece, who's just barely, she's 4 and a half. She'll be 5 soon. So, oh, look at you. You just finished that whole puzzle. Look at you. That is awesome. Right? So praising a child on something.
Right. Yeah. So that's one thing that you can say to show someone that you're impressed with them. But what are some other things? We have some other things here. So one of them is just, wow, that's impressive. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's impressive. Or isn't that something? Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
or how'd you do that? That's amazing.
Or nice.
Yeah. And I think that one's kind of interesting because I think it's maybe used like one of the most frequently used ones, but it's just one word. Don't you think, Lindsay? Like, nice.
Yeah, for sure. I use this a lot when someone like maybe talks about something that they did that was great. Just a way to acknowledge it, not go overboard, but still acknowledge what they said. Nice. Right. Or nice. That's awesome.
Right. And then the last one is, this one is specifically for physical appearance, but it's still a good one to show you're impressed. Like, you look like $1 million. I thought that one was a fun one.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so that's about physical appearance. So, like, I mean, I just wanted to talk about these things a little bit because, you know, I wonder if this is cultural, you know, because praise is probably different depending on, you know, your culture, your country. And I think that sometimes it seems like we praise, and this is, you touched on this a little bit, Lindsay, about for everything around here, like, you know, like with kids a lot. Mm-hmm. I think like recently, you know, there's kind of a lot of controversy over that. Like, are we praising our children too much? And I don't know. I'm curious. What do you think?
Have you started listening yet inside the new iOS app? In the app, you can listen to not just the 4 episodes per week, but also bonus video lessons where you see me, Michelle, and Jessica in our cities, New York, Portland, and Boston, teaching you real English. Get it now at allearsenglish.com/bonuses and leave us a review in the App Store. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Oh, well, we've had conversations about this before. I mean, this goes back to, like, generationally speaking, when I was growing up.
Right,
and
you're right.
You too, like, and you were growing up in, like, the late 80s, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, the 90s. I was a teenager in the 90s, kind of. But my mom was, like, really immersed in the literature around child psychology because she is a child psychologist. And at that time, it was all about praising kids. So, you know, the trophy generation. That is why we are called the trophy generation in the U.S., which means the generation that always got a trophy. No matter whether we won or not, we always Yeah. Had to get a trophy, aka we had to get praise.
Yeah.
Right. So it was so important. But now I think the culture is kind of wondering if that was the best approach, because you also have to show kids reality. Like, there's a competition and one person's going to lose and one person's going to win.
Right.
Right. And the kids have to be good at losing as well as good at winning. I mean, you can learn more from losing. So this is kind of controversial right now. I kind of do feel like maybe our generation, I speak for myself, maybe I was praised a little bit too much. I don't know.
Yeah, I may have told this story before. Sorry if I did, but I remember specifically being on a cruise when I was little and being in the talent show with my brother. And I sang and he played the piano, and I was like, oh my God, we are going to win. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then we went and they were just like, and they go, oh, what do you think they should get? And everybody goes, first prize. I'm like, everybody got like the same thing. And
everybody got first prize.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is like
it wasn't very. See, even the kids recognize that it's silly.
Yeah, I was just like, come on. Like, I would rather, like, personally, as a kid, you're right. Yeah. As a kid, I recognized it as well, because I wanted to be the winner. I didn't want to be at the same level. Like, and had I not been the winner, I still would have felt like, okay, well, you know, like, I would have, like, learned something from it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I would be interested from our listeners to hear, guys, you know, in your culture growing up, are kids praised a lot, or are they criticized? Are they given like the hard knock, like the hard kind of lessons of life? Like, what is the culture towards raising kids in your culture? We want to know about that, guys. Come back to the blog. So come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and go to 1067. Yeah, I've heard that story, Michelle, in the past, but I love that. I think that's really, and it's funny that you as the kid, you recognize that too. Yeah. You're like, this isn't right. Not everyone wins first prize. That's not real.
Right. And so as you were saying, like that, you know, even with adults now, like, we do need, you know, some sort of recognition and praise. And, you know, that can be incentives at work. That can be, you know, like different things that we need in our lives. So these phrases can be, you know, small little ways to connect with people to make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah. So on both sides, maybe kids need less, maybe adults need more.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really. That's true.
That's what it is.
So let's give this a try in a role play. We'll use it. I think we get to most of the phrases. So in this role play, you are talking to me. You are in a dressing room and I'm waiting outside the dressing room for you, and you're trying on dresses for a wedding.
Okay. I just went to a wedding this past weekend, which was so nice.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. I went 2 weeks ago. How was it?
Oh, it was a lot of dancing. There was a live band because the person, my friend who's getting married, is a musician. So, of course, it was a live band, and it was nice. It was nice. Cool. It was fun. It was a good time.
That's good. All right. Yeah. So you're talking to me like while you're in the dressing room.
I'm getting ready. Okay. So anyway, I started a new yoga class.
Oh, look at you.
It's not that great, but I've gone every day this week.
Wow. That's impressive.
And then I got them to offer me a free month of classes.
How'd you do that? That's amazing.
Well, I told them I'd sign up for 6 months if they gave me one free month.
Nice.
So I bought all these new yoga clothes and everything, so much more comfortable than what I'm trying on now.
Oh, isn't that something? Good for you, committing.
Thanks. Okay, here it is.
Wow, Lindsay, you look like $1 million. You have to get it. Okay.
Awesome. Wow, yoga class every day of the week. I have to get back to yoga. I have to get back to it.
I started trying like a prenatal yoga.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, there's something about that warrior pose that just makes me want to fall over. I don't know why. It's just standing there, but for some reason it's so hard for me. You know what I mean? Anyway, guys. Here we go. So you said you started a new yoga class. So I said, look at you. And then what?
And then I said, oh, it's not that great, but I've gone every day this week. You said, wow, that's impressive.
Right. And then you got them to offer you a deal. So I said, how'd you do that? That's amazing.
And then you just said, nice.
And then you said, you got new clothes. And I said, isn't that something? And then I said, good for you, which is kind of a little bonus, right? Like, hey.
Good for you. Right. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, we didn't teach that, but that's another one
Yeah.
That you could say to a kid or an adult, right? Yeah. Hey, good for you. You know, and I feel like that's kind of a timeless phrase that was used when I was a kid. It's still good today. It's not, it hasn't gone out of style, that phrase. No. Good for you.
Still a good one. Yeah. And then you come out in your dress and I said, oh, you look like $1 million. You have to get it.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, guys, I mean, use these phrases. These are so real, so right on, so native and natural. Tell someone that you're impressed with them. Give them a compliment, especially another adult, because adults need praise. They need to be encouraged. They need to know that they're doing something good in the world. That is a way to connect. And now you guys have the tools to do that in English. So don't shy away from it. Communicate. Nice.
Exactly. I love it. So, this has been interesting, and definitely give these phrases a try. And yeah, again, maybe it's my personal like favorite phrase, but you know, let us know if you hear other people saying it aside from me.
Yeah, totally. I love this. And guys, remember, you can get the transcripts for every episode. You can subscribe. If you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, you will save 50% off the normal price.
All right. This has been fun, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right,
bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.